This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The sound of the rain, it can be so soothing, but not when it comes down consistently hour after hour at a rapid rate, so much so that you have to have 100 plus water rescues, and sadly, you have people who lose their lives. It was a nightmare over the weekend for the people in Tennessee and other parts of the South, too, because of that rain that just overflowed lakes and creeks and, oh my, I mean, just even looking at it and looking at some of those rescues, I mean, thank goodness for all the people who responded, because I can tell you that made the difference. It always does, right? The first responders of all sorts, by the way, because people were in cars, people got trapped. People, you know, were in this flash flooding, and it's the flash flooding is what is so dangerous. So the Nashville mayor, John Cooper, signed an executive order declaring the state of emergency on Sunday, saying that, you know, we need every resource we can, and we send our deepest sympathies to the loved ones of the four Nashvillians who died in last night's flooding. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope wherever you are safe, sound, and had a decent weekend. I think the sun is shining over some people's lives now more than in the past, because it certainly has been a very long, long year now plus in this pandemic. There are some positive things happening, and there are a few things that may set us back a step or two. But Nashville, the thing that set them forward is the swift response by the Nashville Fire Department, the water rescue teams. They pulled like 100, they had 100 rescues, something like that, and 130 people from cars and homes and all that sort of thing. I mean, here's what you got to realize. People were so desperate that they, you know, you climb higher. They're in their attics to avoid the rising water. Or imagine you are wrapped around a tree, because that's it. That tree is what's holding you from flying into rushing water. And that's exactly what a lot of people had to deal with. And thankfully, they were rescued, many of them were rescued. So the amount of rain depended on the areas, but some got 9 inches of rain, just like in an overnight total. Some people got 4 to 8 inches, depended again on how much, you know, where you were, how much, or were you near the Cumberland River, because that goes right through downtown Nashville, and it hit its flood stage, which is 40 feet. So that was pretty bad, and there were other areas that got hit particularly hard, and they had a very long, long night. I mean, you know it's bad when you see an entire shopping center just submerged in water. It looks like a Hollywood set, like just submerged in water, and it's because in certain areas, like Woodbine, which is, if you were looking at a map of Nashville, it would be their south side. It crested at like 20-some feet, second highest level on record. So roads were dangerous and flooded. And, you know, what do you do when you get trapped and you think you're going to be okay, you're at your house, and then you get that rising water. And that's why those rescues in that flash flood situation were so key to saving so many people, because it could have been much worse. Any life lost is not good, but it could have been much worse than what it was from that perspective. But certainly now you have people that are just trying to piece everything together because they don't have a house, or they have mud in their house or their apartment, or, you know, whatever it might be. Speaking of mud and being stuck, the ever given ship is partially dislodged. So that's the good news. And this is a breaking story as you're listening to me now, whatever time you get this, this is happening that now, that's why I love doing the show this way. They're showing video now from the Suez Canal. This shows the back of the Ever Given container ship, which has been stuck for a week, dislodged from the canal bank with the salvage crews working to refloat it because the high tide is helping them. That's the good news. 10 tugboats are being used to pull this huge cargo ship from the front and back to try and free it. Crews from Egypt and around the world have been working nonstop to try to refloat the ship, but all the other efforts were failing. The latest attempt, though, with this high tide where the water in the channel is at its highest, again, is helping. They were waiting for this to happen. It's a massive effort to salvage this ship because it's crushing economies with what it's blocking off. You don't realize, I think some people don't realize the importance of the Suez Canal, but it's a big deal. So with the rescue teams digging deeper and closer to the ship on Sunday, the dredging reaching 59 feet at the front end of the ship. A lot of that sand has been removed. But the rudders, propellers, they were freed on Friday, so there was a little bit of movement, but just not enough. I mean, it's the height, this ship, I just want you to put this in perspective. The height of this ship, if you're listening to me, is the Empire State Building. I love the Empire State Building. I got engaged on the top of the Empire State Building. But anyway, so I know that building well from when I was a kid, too. It's huge, the Empire State Building. 1,454 feet. That's the height. The length of this Ever Given boat, 1,312. How many containers? 20,000 containers. Wow. Wow. And again, it's blocking global supply chains because it is one of the world's busiest and most important waterways. So they were losing 14 million every single day in transit fees, billions of dollars of cargo backlogged on 350 ships waiting to get through. I mean, it's that bad. In Syria, which is pretty nearby, they've got fuel rationing to safeguard dwindling oil supplies. Now, it looks like this is going to end, hopefully, but it's not yet ended. But the movement, the fact that you're getting that happening right now, dislodging it, so they're trying to refloat this, it's getting closer, and that would be a good thing if it's just under a week, right? It's been that long. It's just crazy what's happened here. Insane. Actually. Hey, coming up, we've got This or That. That's when the technical maestro for the show, Sir Eric, joins us, and we have a little fun with Would You Do This or Would You Do That? And there's plenty to talk about, certainly. This week is a big week, and on the show we'll be talking about the Derek Chauvin trial, the former Minneapolis police officer who is accused of killing George Floyd when he put his knee on his neck for 9 minutes. The defense is saying there were other conditions that led to his death. The jury's in place. Opening arguments start on Monday. And more on the pandemic, what's happening with the vaccines. Pretty wide open, 16 and up in most states in the United States right now. Meet you on the flip side.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Sir Eric joins us. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. So, you know, we talk to a lot of authors. We have an author's corner here on the show. I love it because, you know, I've written some books, and I'm all about everybody has a story. What's your story? And I was thinking about this today. I mean, I have a wall of fame where authors, super known authors and super not known, but getting known authors and just people with great stories that I hope really get out there. It takes time. They're all over my bookcase. And when people, and I have a couple of bookcases, when people come to stay with me, I can tell what they like because they've picked books out and they're reading them in the room. They like, you know, they take my books out and I can tell, like, what is it? Oh, it's politics. Oh, it's the bio. Oh, it's, you know, mystery. Oh, it's, you know, spy stuff or whatever it is. So it's just very, it's very funny to me because it's just a kind of an insight into the person. So for you, if you stayed at my place, would you pick up a novel that was like a mystery or had to do with espionage or murder versus a self-help type book?
Wow, I'm going to have to think about this for a sec. If those are the only two options, I'm going to have to go with the mystery stuff, because the self-help stuff I could do some other time.
You know? All right, so you might see a book you like where you're like, eh, I'll just put that on my list.
Yeah. But okay, for the time being, like that situation, I'd go for the mystery.
You'd go for the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, being told the story. I mean, there are two different kinds of things, right? So I like all kinds of genres of books, so I'm unique. I don't know that I'm unique. I just have an eclectic, just like music. That's how I am. But it depends on the mood I'm in, right? Do I have time for the story? Am I disappearing into a story? You know, I'm in the middle of writing a novel myself. So
nice.
You'll get a copy of it when it's finished. Yes. Ooh. I can't reveal too much about it, but I'm almost all the way through it. I'm excited. So it's my first crack at that. And it's only been in my head for 10 years. That's how long it took. The other things I've written, I've gone for, but this is just totally unique. All right, so how about this? This is a big thing. I think it's a big thing for guys, but even for women. And I have some interesting stories to tell about this. If you're going to get your car washed, do you do full boat, meaning, every, you know, whatever, they take it, they vacuum it, they do everything to it for anywhere from $16 to, you know, $75, where you're there for hours, or do you just do the quick, cheap, exterior, drive-through-yourself car wash?
Honestly, yeah, I just do the easy, cheap drive-through myself.
Because I'm sure you're vacuuming it when you go home and you take everything out and you make it nice and clean, right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I have a shop vac at home, so I got sick of putting quarters in that machine, so I just got a shop vac and I vacuum it myself.
Nice. All right, so this is an interesting thing. Not all car washes are created equal. The car wash that we used to go to, we did like a full boat, but it wasn't, of course, they're always trying to upsell you. It's the king of the upsell, and I'm sure that that's what they're told to do. So you pull up, it's like, we have 15 packages. We have the lemon, the strawberry, the whatever, and then they rattle off all the things. We can do, you know, your floorboards and all that stuff. So whatever we get, the package is certainly not $100 or whatever it is. But we would go through, Eric, and then at the end, and the guys did such a good job on the car. I love that. I mean, they did. But it always smelled musty. Like someone left a musty rag in the car, and there wasn't a musty rag in the car. So I was like, what is going on? Why are we getting a must? And I thought, maybe it's just me thinking that, and then we do it again. And then the Hubs, he would go, he'd say, did you go to that car wash again? Because he would chastise me, like, don't go there anymore. I'm like, I like the guys who do the, it doesn't matter. It's like musty rags. So then it was about just doing the drive-through car wash, watching the brushes smash into the window with the dog and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that part of it, but I do like the $8, the under $10 part of it.
So you don't like when the brushes fly over the car? It makes you uncomfortable?
It makes me feel bad for my car.
No, your car can take it. Don't worry. I think, here's the thing. I had a friend, not to scare you. You know how you have to get on the right track? Like you have to put your tires, you have to pull in the right way and they're waving you in sometimes, or you just get on the right track and then the light turns green and then the car gets hooked into the track, right? I had a friend that did it and she called me hysterical. I mean, just not crying, but hysterical. Like I couldn't even hear what she was saying. She said, call your brother, because my brother's an attorney. And she just wanted to have the thing paid for. I go, why, what happened? Because the whole thing fell down and smashed her roof, cracked her windows, everything. The whole contraption smashed into the roof. She's lucky she wasn't killed or hurt, but that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's scary, isn't it?
Never heard of that.
And you crawl out in the water? I mean, it's like a scene from a movie, and that's your car is totally... And what do you do? They felt bad. They paid for it, so there was no problem. But she thought there might have been a problem initially because they were asking her questions like, did your car grab it? Really? No. The car reached up. It's like had a mind of its own and grabbed the contraption. No, I don't think that happened. So be careful out there. This is a big one for a lot of people, and it wasn't a big thing for me growing up, but I'll tell you why it became a bigger thing later. But sweet iced tea versus plain tea, and you do what you want to it. What would you have?
I go with the no sugar
iced tea. The plain iced tea.
Yep.
Yeah, me too. I don't like the sugary sweet iced tea. And when I moved to the South, people didn't tell me that, so they would get iced tea because I never heard of sweet tea, right? That's not what it was called. Mm-hmm. And I lived a lot of different places, but when I first moved to the South, people would ask if you wanted to bring sweetener to the tables, but I never had sweet tea. And you go through drive-thrus, and it says sweet tea. It's already sweetened. So it was a phenomenon to me, like, oh, my gosh, I got to make sure. So then I would be really cautious, like, is this plain tea? Because it's too much sugar for me. That must be the same with you.
Yep, same.
Too much. All right, so we agree on that. This is kind of an interesting one, and you might not even go to these places, but you could. It would fit into your age range. You can go to either one of these stores, and you may shop at other stores, but Gap versus Old Navy.
Old Navy.
Yeah.
Between those two.
Old Navy. Do you go there ever?
Not since I was like a teenager.
I go there. I love it. Well, I'm a teenager at heart, I guess. So that's what, you know, here's what Old Navy is good for. For like the jacket, the throwover jacket, or just odds and ends that shirts, like t-shirts.
Pajamas,
t-shirts.
Hoodies.
Yes, yeah. Hoodies. I got a hoodie there. That's exactly. And I liked it so much, this black hoodie. I don't know if anyone else, you know, when you start overwearing something, especially during the pandemic, I mean, I wash it. I put a hole in the elbow.
Good
and
God.
I just realized. I feel like the Scarecrow.
You're a punk. Well, you're in the media, you know?
I'm in the media, so I have a hole in my hoodie. Yeah. It's crazy. And it just because I wash it and everything, but I would throw it over whatever when I was walking the dog, and I didn't realize, I guess, how delicate it was, and that I didn't have it for, I think I've had it for a couple of months maybe or something. I don't know how long it's actually been, but yeah.
I do remember, I liked their comfortable clothing, but I do remember it was, like, thin. Like, their clothing was kind of thin sometimes, so it wouldn't, like, last as long.
It wouldn't last, yeah. That's what it is. It was too thin, I guess. All right, so the last one, blue plain surgical mask or a fancy mask with a saying on it or something else?
Just the plain old. I actually like the black ones that they've been coming out. I don't know if you've seen those. They're just like the plain blue ones, but they're black.
Yes. I wear a black mask. I have a whole bunch of black masks that I got, and that's what I wear too. If it was an emergency, I would throw on the blue one. I see people driving around with the blue ones on, but I like the black ones, so we agree on that. All right, Sir Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A massive container ship that has blocked the Suez Canal for days has been partially refloated, according to salvage crews working to free the vessel. Canal officials say tugboats have pulled the bow of the Ever Ready from the bank of the canal. The head of the Suez Canal Authority says crews will continue to try to pull the 1,300-foot ship free to clear the canal. The Ever Ready ran aground last Tuesday with strong winds from a sandstorm pushing it into the canal bank. Hundreds of ships have been stuck because of the blockage, bringing nearly 15% of the world's container shipping to a halt. And officials at Everglades National Park say that a man was taken into custody in the park Sunday evening after opening fire on park rangers. Law enforcement say a 33-year-old male was arrested after firing shots at park rangers about 20 miles from the homestead entrance to the park. He surrendered to officers about 2 hours later. No injuries were reported. This is USA Radio News. The state of Michigan is seeing a third surge in COVID cases, adding nearly 28,000 new cases in the last 7 days. It's the fifth straight week that the state has had an increase in new cases and their highest weekly total since last December. Dr. Ashish Jha says health officials have been warning about surges like these. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNN that a combination of variants of the virus and states opening up too quickly could lead to more surges.
This is basically what we were all saying was going to happen around the second half of March. For a couple of months, we've been saying that B117, that variant from the UK, will become dominant in the U.S. around this time. It is now dominant, and it is far more contagious, spreading far more efficiently. And while we're doing a good job on vaccinations, many states have opened up too much. People are a little too relaxed, gathering indoors without basic precautions, and that's what's leading to a lot of these infections. You know, we're weeks away from a point where we can begin to do these things a bit more safely, but I think states have just moved too fast.
This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
That we've talked about, especially recently, a lot on this show, and it's heaven and hell, and it's the Book of Revelations, and it's, you know, what happens to us when we die. And I say that we don't, first of all, talk about death enough. And now people, instead of necessarily just sitting in the pews and listening, are really digging even more for the answers, not to say that they weren't before, but I'm just saying now, because of the pandemic especially, there's a lot of that. So Doreen Rose, with the help of Reverend Phil West, has really written a fascinating book, and it's based on these sermons that happened in the 90s, in the late 90s. Heaven to gain and hell to shun. I mean, personally, that's a hashtag. Hashtag heaven to gain, hashtag hell to shun. So they're on to something. He definitely was back then. So Doreen and Reverend Phil, thank you so much for coming on.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
And you can tell they both have accents, and we have lots of people that listen to us in Australia and, of course, here in the States. So we're going to Queensland, Australia. And, Doreen, I'm going to start with you first, because you were quite an accomplished woman in what you did in your career and super, super busy, but never too busy not to attend church and listen to Reverend Phil West. And what was it about his sermons that really struck you, that really stuck with you?
Phil had the ability to explain things very simply, but with interest, and people want to know more. They just want to know more. It's as simple as that.
So when you were sitting there, you wanted to know more. The series really hit you.
Yes, it did, because it applies to each of us. We all have to make this decision at some stage of our life. And because Phil's preaching is very clear, he leaves no doubt in people's minds as to what the decisions and things that they have to make.
Yeah.
So I thought it needed to go on the paper.
So Reverend Phil, you know, Reverend Phil West, Doreen comes to you and she has this idea and then it's going to go into a book. And obviously it affected her and it affected a lot of people in your church. So tell us about your church and tell us about what a little bit of be like a sneak peek of the book. What can we expect from your sermons that have been wrapped into these words in this book now?
Yes, thanks, Kate. Just a little bit about the church. The church is at the Highfields Baptist Church. Now, Highfields is a very small community, growing now, but it's just north of Toowoomba. Toowoomba is a regional town in Queensland, in the southern state, in the southern half of Queensland. If you look on a map, it's basically an hour and a half's drive west of Brisbane, the capital of Queensland. We found that the church just started to grow. I'm a Bible teacher, Bible preacher. I don't profess to have any great wisdom in myself. My whole purpose and mission, I believe, is to open the Bible and help people understand. That's my gifting. My gifting is that I can take the scriptures and relate other passages to it to help interpret what we read, particularly in the book of Revelation. It's not an easy book to read, and so we need to understand exactly what's being said. Now, your second half of your question, Kate, is what do people or what can people expect to read in this book? First of all, this is not a book that you sit down in a rainy afternoon or a Saturday afternoon and read. This is a study book. It's a book that gives some background. So Doreen added to this book some background on each of the books of the Bible. Just a page, starting at Genesis in the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and all the way through, there's just a page, sometimes half a page, of what the books of the Bible are and what's their main theme. Then as you move into the actual study on heaven, so the question is asked, is there a heaven? How do we know? What does the Bible say about heaven? What does God say about heaven? What does Jesus say about heaven? And so heaven is studied. Then the question is asked, can we go to heaven? And so it's a study book, Kate. It's not a book that you sit down and get lost in, as it were. It's not an escapism book. It's a study book. It's full of Bible references, and the aim is that as questions are asked, there's a reference there for the studier, for the person who's really asking questions. They can go to their Bible, and there's a reference. So it might be in the New Testament, you know, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse whatever. And they can look it up and read it for themselves.
Ah, and that's perfect because, again, that's what happens. People become overwhelmed, as you know, Reverend, and then they have these questions and they're nagging. And even if they do have Bible studies, et cetera, there's still so much to getting that clarity. And I'm sure you've seen it, the look in people's eyes when they feel clear and they feel good and they understand.
Yes, listen, if I could speak on behalf of Doreen here, this has been Doreen's gifting. Doreen's written a number of books, and her gifting is that she's been able to take the spoken word, and we've been able to compile together all the references and so forth, and she's been able to put in, look, the book really is in dot point form. So you don't have to read and read and read. There's a statement, and beside that statement is a reference back to the Bible. You see, Kate, we're not talking about my thoughts, Doreen's thoughts. We're not talking about some fantasy. This is Bible study. What has God said to us in His Word?
Yeah. Wow, you summed that up brilliantly. I can see why you're so good at what you do. So, Doreen, for you, in putting this book together, I mean, how exciting, first of all, because you've had, like I said, quite a career on the secular side of things. So doing this book, how interesting and how, I guess, fun, because why couldn't it be fun? How fun has this project been for you?
Loved it. I just enjoyed it. I love God's Word, and I like making it simple so people can understand, know what that particular subject is about. Making it as simple for people to read.
What do you hope people take away, Doreen, from reading this book, from going through this book?
I hope that it'll change their lives. Because this is the opportunity for them to say, well, I don't want to go to hell. I'm going to heaven. So it's a decision that they have to make.
Yeah, I like that.
Could I jump in there, Kate? Could I say something there? I think we're talking about maybe two or three different categories of people, and I think that might be helpful. If you're already a Christian and a church-going believer, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, this book is a wonderful study book. If you're someone who's had a loose connection with the church, maybe, brought up in the church, wandered away, but now you're asking questions, and we've talked about that with the pandemic and the lockdown and deaths and so forth, this is a book that will bring you back into your faith. So that's the second category. But there's a third category, Kate, which I think this book is vitally important to, and that category is people who don't know much about Christianity. They don't understand the Bible. They don't really know the work that the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, did on the cross. This is a book that will help them very clearly understand. Often we say the Bible is complicated. Well, maybe, but maybe it's a lot simpler than we've made out. So this book will help that third category of person who is searching, who has little background.
Wow, so well said. Again, I mean, that lays it out. This is really a book that so many people can use. And it's called Heaven to Gain and Hell to Shun. Reverend Phil West and Doreen Rose, you can get this on Amazon. What a pleasure to speak with both of you.
Thank you. It's a great joy to talk with you this morning.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome to the final segment of this hour of the show. I call it a little of this, a little of that. Boy, there's a ton going on, isn't there? How about what's going on with the skyscraper-sized ship that is stuck in the Suez Canal? I'm just going to say to all of you, I'm not suggesting that we have a run on toilet paper, but we could have one. So if you need some extra rolls, go and get them soon. Who would think that this huge, massive ship stuck in the Suez Canal would affect us this way? I mean, they're really struggling. 11 tugs worked all day and night Saturday and alongside this dredging operation trying to remove the sand, the mud from around the Ever Given, one of the world's largest cargo ships. You have to check it out. I mean, it's huge. Like I said, it's the size of a skyscraper. 200,000 metric tons, a quarter mile long, stuck since Tuesday, blocking boats on both sides of the canal. It's awful. They're trying to take advantage of that, you know, high tide, but still, it's still nothing. You know, still, it's critical right now. Sunday is incredibly critical. Hundreds of ships are waiting to get through. This is unbelievable. And this all started because of a sandstorm. I mean, that's it. And you know what? A prolonged closure of the Suez Canal, again, how it affects you, could really jump up energy prices. Almost 2 million barrels of oil pass through the canal every single day. So the closure would affect oil and gas shipments heading north to Europe and from the Middle East. Syria has been rationing fuel because of the concern of the delay of the shipments. Crazy, isn't it? Just absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, Mother Nature, always, always the wicked curveball. We know that, right? She gives and she takes. And unfortunately, nasty in Nashville. Record rain smashing down day after day after day. So there were 130-plus water rescues. If you looked at Nashville, it looked so many parts of it looked underwater. Four people died so far. And just crippled Tennessee, parts of Tennessee, 9 inches of rain. It's when the rain comes, and it's so devastating when it falls at the rate that it was falling, right? And there were other parts of the U.S. that got slammed with some really nasty overnight rain, and, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, targets of this rain that fell through. But Nashville really took it on the chin. I mean, that's why they had so many rescues. You had cars that were abandoned on I-24, part of I-40 was shut down because of that, and it just was nasty, nasty business, nasty business. All right, speaking of nasty business, Gonzaga. Oh, they are, what did I say before? People keep asking me, what's your prediction? Right from the very start, I butchered some of my predictions, but I said Gonzaga, 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 and trust me, you know, they were perfect heading into the tournament, so it's not a giant plank I'm walking down. I'm not standing here alone picking them, but just absolutely incredible the way they've played. And they took it to the chin of Creighton, so they're in the Elite Eight with that 83-64 win. Trust me, we're going to go into the Man Cave coming up a little bit later in the week when you join us for the show, but this was very, very big, and I know a lot of people in Washington are celebrating this, in Spokane especially celebrating it. And, I mean, the Bulldogs were the country's scoring team heading into this. They have massive offense, and they've got some great defense, too, even if they fall behind. So the madness of thinking that Gonzaga is not going to be that team like Bobby Knight's Indiana Hoosiers were in the mid-70s, I think they're going to be that second team that does that, that has that great season, heads into it, and nobody can catch them. They just cannot catch them. One other quick sports note, since I'm sitting here, not opening the door to the Man Cave, but just sitting here in a little of this and that, is the NFL, their off-season schedule. They're talking about, you know, they've released that. They're talking about the 17-game season that's on the agenda for the virtual owners meeting next week. They've been talking about this for a while, about should we do it and how grueling would it be and what about the recovery time and all of that, and what if you didn't have as long of as long as a preseason. So the reality is, because they made those adjustments for 2020 and all that other sort of thing, that there is really conversation about this as to whether or not there's going to be the 17 games. So we'll see. I mean, during the week of the Super Bowl, if you remember, Commissioner Roger Goodell talked about the notion of an all virtual off season too, because that's the other thing. But wanted input from the union on the matter. Also, the decision on the 17-game season. So that's big. That's coming down the pike for people that are sports fans or football fans. You know, that's something to look at. So COVID, 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 right? Where are we with that? Vaccination, anti-vaccination. There's a push for, you know, to get vaccinated. There's a lot of money that's being shelved out from the government to try to encourage people that don't want it in some of these areas where they're finding that the conversation is about, I'm worried about the side effects, you know, years from now. And so cases are rising again in the U.S., and that's not good. But the U.S. has reported more than 80,000 new cases in the last couple of days. These numbers, of course, always from my mouth on this show, come from Johns Hopkins University. And the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said she was deeply concerned about the trajectory of the cases in the U.S. The seven-day average up 7% from last week. Europe, we know our pals listening to us there, you've got a surge in infections. There are countries that are reimposing lockdowns. They're tightening or extending restrictions. Italy reimposed a lockdown. It's been terrible there. France, Poland, partial lockdowns. Yeah, it's the nightmare that we're all living, right? It is. Of course it is.
And it's horrible, and we want to get through it, and we're weary of it, and everything else, you know, in between. The U.S. has, though, over 30.1 million confirmed coronavirus cases, more than 548,000 deaths. Again, going back to that a little bit on the rise. But on the other hand, there are people that are getting the vaccines, that the vaccines are, you know, doing the job, because the whole idea, of course, is not to end up on a ventilator, end up hospitalized. That's the promise of the vaccines. And now there are some universities that are requiring it. Rutgers University, there are parents that are pulling students out because they say, you know, we're not doing it. If we don't want them vaccinated, then we're not going to your university. But good for Rutgers for standing on what they preach, and that's what they said, that they were going to, that's what they were going to do. And that's exactly what they're doing. So if you're not vaccinated, you can't be on campus and participate in all those activities. And I'm thinking it'll be interesting to see, does it really, really, really affect their enrollment that much? Or no, are there kids that are just going to do that because they want to be there, they want to participate, and they're tired, same thing. They're tired of the off again, on again, etc. People fantasize about winning the lottery, and then people say, oh, what if you won the lottery? You know, that old question, what would you do? Where would you live? What would you, who would you donate to? That, you know, whatever it is. Would you buy a sports team? No. Somebody in Florida won the Powerball jackpot, and they, bought it in a place just north of Tampa. I'm mentioning it because it was $238 million, $238 million. Wow, that is just so crazy when you think about that, isn't it? And, you know, you get the five balls, and so that means they got the five balls, and then they got the extra ball they had to get. And this just boggles my mind, and this is why I bring this up, because I like numbers, right? So a person has a 24.9% chance of winning, regardless of the cash prize amount. That's the Powerball website. And you can either get a lump sum or annuity. I just want to know, how many people would be getting an annuity? No, get a lump sum. You have no idea how long you're going to live, and then pass it on to people and take the taxes out of it right away. What a good, good problem to have. But, hey, somebody want hit those numbers. Their lucky numbers were like 6, 14, 38, 39, 65, 06. Wow. I walk by a place that sells a lottery with the dog, with Guinness, when we go like on a 2-mile walk in the morning. And we walk by and the light's always flashing, you know, of how much it is. It's just interesting to see. I don't know. And a perfect place to end this. So Lady Luck smiling on somebody in Florida anyway. So some good news, some up news to end the show on. And a reminder, 24/7, you can always hit me up with any of your thoughts on the show or what's happening, the buzz in your neighborhood. Give me some good stuff. You know, if you've got some local heroes, I want to hear about it. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, we're all in this together. Ooh, I haven't said that in a long time. Ah, make it count. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer today.